Welcome to a Cigar Hustler podcast episode 131. This week, in Abe we trust, no furlough, party of two, please, and yo quiero Juarez. All this and more on the number one rated cigar podcast on Podbean, Cigar Hustlers Podcast. Welcome to episode 131 of a Cigar Hustler podcast, the number one cigar show on Podbean. 17 weeks running. I don't know how long it is.
17 weeks?
I don't know how long it is. Longer than that.
It's long, way longer than that.
Long way than that. I checked again. We're still number one. But I have a show update at the end of the show.
You have a show update?
A show update.
Ooh, interesting.
So what's going on?
What's going on? A whole bunch is going on, I guess, Mike.
Yes?
Yeah, yeah. We had a visit.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a visit from our dear friends at DATF.
Oh, here, that visit. Yeah. I thought you meant at your house.
No, I had a visit
too. Wait, are we allowed to talk about that?
As long as we don't tell him, we can talk about whatever we want, Mike. Haven't we learned that?
Oh, yes. I think I need to turn your microphone up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a visit from the ATF here mm-hmm. at the shop,
mm-hmm.
and they were very upset with us.
They said we can't serve alcohol.
Oh, how dare they?
This Fomorian's broken. I smoked the broken ones.
Oh.
I want you to know that.
Apparently a lot of people not got visits, but there was some loophole that we were all using, us as in the cigar industry, that they closed.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me, Mike.
Yes.
So if I'm a restaurant.
Yes.
And I sell you some fucking curly fries.
Right.
And I have a bar.
Yes.
That bar is deemed safe from the coronavirus?
Apparently. But that leads into something I was going to talk about.
Oh, really?
We went to Sanford on Saturday? Sunday. Must have been Sunday.
Go on.
They have turned like the old train station into a food court type thing. There's four or five food court things up. But the back end of it, all the way at the back where you come in off the parking lot, is a huge bar.
Huge bar.
Huge bar.
Totally acceptable.
Apparently.
Very safe.
They're not associated. I guess they are in the same building, but they, you know, the bar is run separate from.
Right.
Like I got barbecue and Adrian got a pizza and there was somebody selling coffee, but evidently that was okay.
That's fine.
And that's the only time I've ever felt kind of sketchy. I mean, we ate quickly and left because bartenders weren't, well, two of the three bartenders were not wearing masks. They had masks on, but they were down.
Right, like they didn't give a
shit. People running around, hugging Peach. I mean, this lady had a birthday party. She walked in, everybody hugged and kissed her. And
that's
nice. I was like, honey, do you feel weird? And she goes, yeah,
a little uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. She goes, let's just go.
So meanwhile, here we have everybody spaced out. We have employees wearing masks.
Right. I mean, apparently it's that food thing. Curly fries fight
curly
corona.
Fries, yeah. You have to sanitize your hands before you even walk into the fucking humidor. We have legit
put things in place here for the safety of the customers.
Even before it was people thought it was a big deal. We've always kind of
We have actually amped it up from the original lockdown.
We've increased.
I mean, we all wear masks.
Right.
The sanitizer, you can't go into the humidor without sanitizer.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going insane over here.
Yes.
And then they shut us down.
Have you thought about being one of those places that require customers to wear masks when they come in?
I'm not going to do that.
Just curious.
I'm not going to do that. I'm, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
Well, it's hard. We sell things here that you need to put in your mouth.
Look, if Volusia County said everybody's got to wear a mask, then that solves that problem, right?
Well, they've in Daytona you have to, and Orange City I guess is the closest place you have to, DeLand you have to, but not here in Deltona.
No,
so unless you're going to Publix, because Publix you have to.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's such a tough line. I mean, we wear our masks. We do what we can.
I actually have a list here of the businesses that require a mask.
You do.
I was going to discuss it later, but it seems like it's pertinent to this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, but before you get into that, it's just, as a business owner, it's a hard line, right? It's like.
It is. It changes daily.
And it's like,
on what the do's and don'ts are.
Do I think that as a human being, you should probably just wear a mask? Yeah, you should probably just wear a mask.
I believe so, too.
Just wear the fucking mask.
We don't leave the house without.
like, mask. And we've had that conversation on the show. Just wear your mask.
Yeah, just wear your mask.
What's the big deal?
Some people are still so against it.
Yeah. Before we get into all that, let me just say that this.
Well, let's just leave that part.
What's kind of, you know, what's remarkable about. I don't even remember what I was going to say now. We were talking about being shut down. The protesting is kind of state by state.
Right.
Which is kind of unique. So if your state is shut down completely.
Right.
You're protesting that you want to open up.
Are there still places in phase one?
Yes.
Throughout the country?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you that there are certain states that gyms are still completely closed. I mean, L.A. is going, they're going dark ages. You know, shut it all down. Just shut it completely down. So, you know, you have people angry and they're protesting. Now, if you're completely open, you have people that are angry and protesting should be closed.
I can't get through a day on social media without getting an argument with somebody about something.
Yeah.
I just can't help myself.
It's hard.
I can't help myself.
It's hard.
Some of the things they post are just so idiotic. Mm. So stupid. You know, like the, I don't know. I don't even want to get into it.
Too fired up, huh?
It's not. That one's really broke.
It's a sensitive rapper. You know what I mean?
It is, and we've discussed this before. I hold on to it with my teeth when I smoke. So
it tastes so damn good, though.
Yeah, that thing just cracks, and then you start peeling.
So if it's popped, though, I'm not letting it go. I'm not like, hey, wait.
I'll
figure this out. Don't you worry.
Just the binder, or in the filler.
No, I'm still getting the majority of the wrapper.
I said by the time. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in good shape.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. As long as you're happy.
Don't let it go to waste, ladies and gentlemen. That's still good. Somebody worked really hard on this product.
All about you being happy.
I appreciate that. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. That is it, Michael. That is it.
I don't know. Got some nasty text from you this morning, Mike.
No nasty text from me. I started the day with
my producer.
He's so angry.
Yeah. Where's your video clip? You didn't put up your video clip.
Where did you put the video clip? I can't find it.
Because your video
clip. Those take a lot of work.
Because your video clip was bad.
Well, you didn't even see it, to be honest, Michael.
No.
If I had not said anything, you would have gone, where was the clip?
Did you tell me about the clip?
I can't believe you don't get a Dropbox notification when I put something in the Dropbox.
I don't.
I think it goes to your spam, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I don't get a notification.
Well, then I guess I will have to start notifying you, Michael. Okay, anyway,
I think you're just mad about my push-ups with Drew this Friday is what it is.
I'm not mad about your push-ups with Drew.
Yeah, you're mad angry.
I'm not angry.
Hangry.
Why would I be angry? Hangry. You and Drew had a sleepover and you did push-ups. Very Why would hangry. I be angry? Hangry? That means I'm hungry
you're
and
hungry
angry?
Hungry and angry.
I'm not hungry. I eat all the time now, just as long as there's no carbs in it.
No carbs?
I'm still doing the no carbs.
How low of a carbohydrate intake are you taking?
Oh, I don't know. I don't count. I just avoid carbs if at all possible.
Stay away from like the bread and stuff.
Stay away from bread, chips, crackers, pasta.
Veggies have carbohydrates, Mike.
What?
Veggies have carbohydrates.
I know some do, and I actually I do tortillas, but I don't do bread.
So it's kind of like
it's modified.
So you're like not really staying away from carbs.
I said as much as possible.
So you're thinking about it
as much as possible, except on Sundays.
Sundays is a great cheat day.
A great day. Oh, I had a bowl of cereal, then I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then what? We had pizza at the thing. It went to big pizza.
Then you had an uncomfortable beverage.
No, you know what? I was going to get a Diet Coke because the only place you can get a drink is at the bar. So I'm ordering the food. Can't get a Diet Coke anywhere but the bar.
I think that the Diet Coke is the bad part.
And do you think so?
I do. I think that
I enjoy the taste compared to regular Coke, but you know, I just don't the sugar. I can't do the sugar.
I feel like the aspartame and like the fake shit that you put in your body still has to process that.
Right.
So when it's working on that strange chemical, it can't do the other stuff.
My body lives on strange chemicals now. I've trained it to only accept strange chemicals.
Oh,
and
good
fake
for you.
Food.
Okay.
I waited on the pills. You just take a pill and then you feel full.
And then you're better.
No, not better. You just feel full.
But wait, there's more.
Just full. Anyway, quickly, so we can get rid of this. Stores that require you to have a mask.
Mask required.
Apple Store, American Eagle. I think they closed. I don't even think they're still open. The one in Sanford's closed. AT&T.
What's American Eagle?
It's a clothing store.
Oh.
Up expensive jeans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
For all skinny jeans. All skinny, not for men like us.
Gotcha.
Not for us.
That's why I wouldn't know.
Yes. Well, I have a skinny son who used to shop there. AT&T, Best Buy, Costco, CVS, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Home Depot, Kohl's, Lowe's, Publix, Starbucks, Sam's Club, Target, Verizon, Walgreens, and Walmart. Basically everywhere I shop.
I could see the mutiny at Family Dollar. I could see somebody going in,
yes,
not wearing a mask, and just being like, what are you going to do?
See, Family Dollar, everything just ends in a dollar.
Right.
Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar.
That's very complicated.
Yes.
Did you see the one post about the one guy that lost his shit on, did we talk about this?
No.
At Costco?
I did see that
video. He wasn't wearing a mask, and he's like, I don't feel threatened.
Right, yeah.
So it seemed like it was
the guy who pulled a gun?
No, he didn't pull it. But he lost his job. It seemed like it was a good idea at the time. He was like, fuck that, I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
And then as he was in the store, he started to get super nervous and aggressive. And then he yelled at some old people that were trolling him with cameras. I don't think,
if I see somebody without a mask, I just avoid them. I mean,
I just don't think he should have lost his job.
Yeah, I thought that was a little extreme, too.
I mean,
but did he have a shirt on that said Uncle Earl's radio show or something? I mean, nothing. So, yeah, I think that's a bit much.
You know, a lot of people, look, man, nobody's perfect. A lot of people make mistakes. I mean, fuck, you just ruined that guy's life because he lost his shit. If I had lost my job every time I lost my shit, god damn.
That's why you're self-employed, Michael.
It's probably best for all of us.
Yes.
It's a wise move for my family.
Because that's how you seize power, create a hostile work environment.
Correct. Okay, moving on.
Our friends at How About That Cigar had a big show this past week.
What a great show.
It is a good show.
I watched the majority of it.
Did you? 3 hours. It is a bit of a commitment.
I didn't watch the majority of it. I watched some of it.
I listened to all of it. All day Saturday, I had my AirPods, and I listened to the entire show.
Yeah. Charlie Munoz.
Or Friday. Actually, it was Friday.
He was teeing off on Skip.
Oh, he did.
I give my time to Abe.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Right. But yeah, they had they had Abe from Smoke Inn on as a retailer. They had Skip from Romacrast as a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
They had John McTavish on from media, and poor John could not get a word in anywhere.
But I respect his opinion.
You know, the one time he did talk, I thought it was very intelligent.
He is a good guy.
He's got quite the thought out. And then Charlie from Half Wheels, also media. Did you see the part where Abe said, he goes, I'm not media. He goes, I'm entertainment. Our show is by no means any type of media for anybody.
Yeah.
We're just entertainment.
Yes.
I thought, Abe, you go, buddy.
That's right. You tell them.
You get in the boat with us, because
so,
this is it.
There's two things. You still got more about that?
Well, I'm upset. Nobody ever asked us to go on their shows.
Oh, that's okay, dude. Don't worry about that.
But you know what? I've asked some of the media people other than Coop. Coop has been on our show.
Coop just asked me to go on his show.
Well, you've been on it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just asked me to go on a show again.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You should do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're afraid to come on our show. People won't want to.
Because
I was going to do a mystery call-in type segment for a while, and I asked a couple of people, and they're like, you just set me up. You guys are going to do something to me once you get me on the phone. I'm like, what?
I would be scared, too. Yeah, I'm glad that, these people are inclined and intelligent enough to stay the hell away.
Because they feel it wouldn't go well.
It's smart.
If they have us on their show, it goes one of two ways. Either we make an ass of ourselves.
I mean, that's going to happen.
That still works for us anyway.
Yeah, we're fine.
Or we come off really well, and then that
still
works for us. I don't see a downside for us. I mean, for them.
You want to go on other people's shows?
It would be nice to be asked.
Every once in a while?
Every once in a while, to do one of these panels or something, I mean, you fit everybody they had on the show, except, if you don't want to consider yourself media. I mean, they had a retailer, a manufacturer, and a media guy.
Okay, but
you could have been all three.
Okay, but Abe is a bigger retailer.
Oh, certainly. Oh, yes.
And let me tell you something. That was actually one thing I was going to talk about. First of all, the Charlie Minato and Skip dueling thing.
Do they hate each other?
No. First of all, that happens every year at IBCPR, and I love it. It's amazing because,
does Skip do their show when they're at?
Maybe
IBCPR.
I remember Skip does.
Yeah.
So,
I always try to watch all the.
But
Skip
usually
videos.
It's later in the evening, and everybody's kind
of
in their cups a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really drink when I'm out there. I don't really drink a lot, anyways.
Right.
But
you do now.
But. No, not really.
Tequila.
I mean, it's still not a lot, though.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's been a lot lately, though. Now that I've said that, I feel like I've kind of ramped up. Yes. But hold on, let me digress. So normally, it's a circle bar. We're hanging out at the bar out front of the Palazzo, and Skip's got a couple drinks in him. Charlie's got a couple drinks in him, and then you can just watch these two motherfuckers debate for hours and just chill out, smoke some cigars, and just you don't even have to cue in. Every once in a while, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending upon the level of intoxication of Skip, he will pull, he'll point to someone in the area. Sometimes it's been me a few times as like a validation of source. Am I right? And you point and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can't.
That's right, Skip.
I mean, usually it is right. So I can't disagree. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, or he uses something that I have for an example. He's like, what do you think of, well, if they do this, this, this. And I'm like, yeah, we do do that, that, and that. So so that kind of took me back to like, I mean, it's IBCPR time.
Right.
Like that would have been it.
They gave you your fix.
A little bit. It was good to see that. And then Charlie placed a fucking order on the site the next day. I'm like, God damn. So
anytime you get something new, you get an order from Charlie.
Yeah, before I even email it. Right. I mean, the guy, like, he is just an encyclopedia fucking Britannica of the cigar industry. It's insane. Like, right. I don't understand.
Not that's not a full-time job, but is there something else he does besides Half Wheel?
I don't think so.
I don't know how he would have time, but
yeah.
I was just curious what he did maybe before.
That dude can fucking tell you about trademarks that are coming up, you know, products
very
about
well
to drop.
Read.
I mean, like, dude,
very
the guy,
informed.
I mean,
very
it's
informed.
Insane. Now, Abe. So Abe's a fucking, he's top notch.
I like Abe.
He's a great retailer. He's just a good guy. So,
it's very nice.
So when we had this whole thing play out with this ATF stuff, and they were talking about this sheet on, Abe said that they had like a pamphlet saying, "Hey, you guys are, we're okay to be open."
Right.
However,
apparently
that's changed. So I reached out to Abe. I said, "Hey, can I get a copy of that sheet? You know, I got some problems up here." And the guy instantly called me.
That is nice.
Yeah. So I Facebook messaged him. So he Facebook called me.
Oh.
And, you know, we had a little back and forth very briefly, but, man, you know, I'm like, God damn, you're a good dude. You know, like.
He's very accessible.
Like, a lot of people would have poo-pooed that.
Right, yeah.
You know,
like,
I ain't going to bother with
him. I'm not going to help that asshole.
Right, I'm not going to help that dude. He's my competition.
Especially the hustlers.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
so,
help them.
So, you know, yeah, you know, I just think that that's remarkable, you know, that there actually are some good dudes. I feel like I talk about all the bad dudes all the time. I want to talk about some of the good dudes in the industry as well. And, you know, Abe Smokin is definitely one of those guys.
He is. He's a top-notch guy.
The first time I ever met Abe, this is when I'm, like, wet behind the ears, new to the industry. I'm trying to get Ligas in the store, and I hear Marvin Samuels at doing an event at one of his locations. So I go down there. I go down there, I think, with my wife. I don't even know if we were married at the time. We might not have been.
Uh-oh. Sinful weekend.
No, not a sinful weekend. And my friends John and Anne-Marie. So we all go down there, and I brought flying pigs when they were a big deal. You couldn't get them.
Right.
And I tried to give them to Marvin.
Trade?
No, it's like, hey, you know, I have this for you. And he looked at me, and he's like, those are cigars I make. I don't want that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, tried to give him something that's already his.
All right. So I guess I screwed that up. But I talked to Abe briefly then, and I was like, dude, you know, you're all over the place. You work really hard, you know, and you can tell that he does.
He does.
He fucking does.
He does.
So, yeah, kudos to him, man. But that's all
Abe's a very nice man.
Abe's a good guy. I like him.
He's a very nice man.
Abe's. I want to be friends, Abe. Let's be friends.
You know, friends. I'm a friend with Abe.
I feel like a little closer after that call.
Do you?
You know,
that's good.
He's a good dude.
We've
been on his show. Have you been on his show?
I've been on his show twice.
I've been on his show.
Just one.
Were we on the show together?
No, we have not been on the show together. I was on once by myself, and then I was on once with Florinata.
I was on with the Hourglass.
Yeah, with Hourglass with your beer.
Yeah.
Right.
That was cool.
So I've been on it twice as many times as you.
Yeah. You're a bigger deal than I am.
I don't know.
So, yeah. All right. Go ahead. What else you got?
We might as well, as long as we're talking about this. So, since we're not getting on podcast, we're going to be on terrestrial radio.
Yes.
Florida Man Radio. They have a show on Saturdays from 3 to 4.
So, what are you complaining about? We're on a show.
Well, I reached out and arranged this because I felt a little slighted from...
I'll tell you what. Here's how this plays out.
Yes.
Here's how, without the terrestrial radio. Okay, War Bear is going to come out, right?
Another one?
The Toro is going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to happen hopefully sooner than later. And then people will want to come on, and what I'm going to do.
Tell me. They have talked to me.
I'm going
to
say, look, I'll happily come on, but I'm not coming on unless I can bring on Mike Palmer.
That's necessary.
We have to talk about at least one mention of the podcast.
Well, they always mention a podcast anyway.
Okay, so I'll just make sure that you have to come on.
As long as one of us is on the show.
You want me to do that to Coop?
No.
Because Coop wants to talk about the War Bear.
No. Just mention the podcast. As long as one of us. It doesn't have to be both of us.
Okay. Well, no, but I'll make sure that, you know, we can plug all these. We can do this. No, when you have leverage, that's
right.
When everything changes.
I didn't know you that it moved forward.
Yeah, it's happening.
Oh, good. Do you have a date? Would you like to release the information here instead of Coop show?
You know, one thing I learned about the factory is it's ready when it's ready.
From that show Skip just did, he no got no free space in that factory.
Yeah,
to make anything else.
Our stuff is slated.
Well, the way he was talking about it, how many he was behind, and they normally have this by now, and blah blah blah.
Of course. Well, realistically, the Postanya stuff was supposed to be out. I was supposed to get a batch already. But this has been hung up.
We are completely out.
But we've been slated for production.
Gotcha.
So,
do you know when?
I think it's already happened.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But he can't. Oh, did you hear? He can't go back home until this all settles down. I mean, he said Arlen and Fiorella might be going back soon. But
yeah,
because of his health, he can't go.
No, absolutely not. Just so you know, his birthday is July 25th. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Write that down. These are the things. This is the information, the insider information that I have.
You just told everybody.
I did.
Well, that's another.
All of our listeners now know. Because it's not on his Facebook.
Oh, see, I would have had to wait until.
Mm-hmm. Not on his Facebook. July 25th.
How about that? See, we're at 22 minutes. We got time for this one story, and then we're going to we'll take a break and come back. Okay. Enter Tobac plans an alternative event for November. The organizers of Enter Tobac, the International Tobacco Trade Show, have announced an alternative event that is scheduled to take place both in person and virtually in November.
Does it involve mirrors?
No.
No mirrors.
I don't believe it. It will take place November 3rd and 4th. To 2020 at the Mesa Dortmund, the same location as Enter Tobac. They'll be offered as a hybrid and in-person and online event. The event will include a conference element with speakers that will be available for in-person as well as online viewing. So I guess you can either go or you can sit home and watch it.
It's kind of like what they're doing at school.
Right, same idea.
My kid's going to school.
Is he going to school?
Because, yeah.
Well, so are you in Orange or Seminole?
Seminole.
You're in Seminole.
We got pushback.
Yeah, because they got pushback. Volusia got pushback, but Volusia just still doesn't even know what they're doing.
Mike, it's safe to say that nobody knows what they're doing.
No, but I mean, their plan isn't even set up right.
Yeah.
Like, let's see, today my wife started cheerleading tryouts for cheerleaders that may never cheer.
But they're all in plastic containers?
Well, she found out last minute they have to wear masks for tryouts. I had to print out some signs for us. They all got to be 6 feet apart. They got to wear a mask and... had to bring their own water. They got to have physical things. And all. I mean, this
just sounds miserable.
Right. I mean, how do you cheer with a mask on?
Hey, but the vaccination's looking good in the UK.
Yeah, I helped her do the score sheet, and one of them is, did they smile? And I'm like, well, you might cross that one off, honey. You can't tell if they're smiling behind the mask.
Mm. Yes, you can. They have to say it.
They have
That's
to say
what
smile?
I do. Usually when I'm like I was at – so Jax had a football game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
– You yelled, I'm smiling?
I did. You know, it's just other parents and, like, everybody's masked up and sanitized and, like, the whole gamut. And, like, you can't have additional people there. But I was talking to somebody. I'm smiling right now. I just want you to know. Right now I'm smiling.
You told the other person?
Yeah, I let them know.
See, I have that problem because I use my – since I'm shy and I'm a little quiet.
I use
my face to express. Mm-hmm. So with that mask on, people are talking. You sit there and you're thinking – they can't tell I'm smiling.
Or this guy's a complete asshole.
Yeah, this guy's staring at me. He's not saying a word.
Yeah. What a dick.
Let's see. It's described as offering the ability for companies to participate without having a physical booth, whose details remain unclear. So they're going to do it.
They don't have a plan.
They don't have a plan yet. In-person attendance will cost 22 euros, I guess. Virtual attendance, but virtually you can go for free. We should go for free.
I'll only commit to that if I can get, like, some kind of robot with a screen that I can putt around.
Oh.
That's
going to be it eventually. Eventually is what we're all going to do. You're never going to leave your home. Oh, wait. It's going to be like Sims.
That where you get in the thing and the body walks around.
Isn't there a movie?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, then Bruce Willis is in it.
I believe so.
I like that movie.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that's a statement in itself because you don't really like movies.
I like some movies.
You know what I saw today or like yesterday?
What'd you say?
I saw Artemis Fowl.
Oh, is that any good?
For kids, yeah.
Oh.
You know, what's really kind of funny and sad at the same time is so I start these movies with the intention of, hey, kids, let's sit down
for
and
the
watch
kids?
A movie.
Yeah.
You know, and then 15, 20 minutes in, they leave. And now I'm fucking committed.
You're wrapped up
like,
in the movie.
I want to know what's going to happen.
Right, you can see what happens.
There are fairies involved and stuff, and I got to know what happens with the trolls at the end. So now I'm sitting here by myself watching a kid's movie. And my wife comes by sometimes, and she looks at me like,
what are you doing?
You're an idiot. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm committed. I'm in.
Yeah, we'll be watching a bad movie. She'll get up and leave, and she'll go, you're not going to turn it off? I go, I'm committed.
I have to know how it ends.
I have to know how this ends. It's very stupid. I go, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You already told me how it's going to end. I go, I know, but I got to watch and see if I'm right.
It's insane. So I've been catching up on my kids' movies.
All right, we got another story here. I guess we'll just keep going along.
Where were you at?
We're at 26. I got time for one more. The Honduran government orders cigar factories closed as of this past Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Cigar factories in Honduras are preparing for a second wave of closures after the government has ordered them to be shuttered, is that the new word? As of Wednesday, due to the flare-up of COVID-19 pandemic.
They have testing in Honduras?
Apparently. Several manufacturers has confirmed the new confirmed news to Half Wheel that Denali, make sure everything's running, a news organization in the area posted on the Facebook page that both the city of Denali?
Banana.
And the district of El Parisio would be returning to La Fase Cero, Spanish for zero face, on July 22nd. According to the report, which specifically mentioned that cigar factories will be closing, zero face means that only pharmacies, supermarkets, and gas stations will be open. Local television station added the agronomy industry also be allowed to continue. What is that? A-R-A-G-R-O-N-O-M-Y? Agriculture? I don't know.
The origami.
I don't know. Let's see. It's home of the cigar, the Honduran cigar industry, located in the southern part of the country, 6.5 miles from the lead. I'm trying to get the different names of the things. Gran Habano, they're preparing to close down tomorrow, July 18th, after getting the word of the officials. Let's see. Dr. Gabby Caffey, 921 Cigars, along with Nish Patel of Rocky Patel Premium Cigars, operate on Plasencia's El Parisio factory. Both confirmed that their respective companies would be suspending operations.
Not essential.
As of Wednesday, as news announcement began circulating. This is the second government-mandated closure in Honduras this year, the first coming in March as the first wave of COVID-19 pandemic began to hit the area. Closure happened with just 6 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the area.
Six.
But that number stands at 30,867 cases total.
Ah.
6 new ones. As of Friday evening.
Well, they only have 6 tests.
And the president of the country, 835 confirmed deaths.
835. Confirmed.
That's not even a Tuesday here in Florida.
Yeah. Come on.
What are they doing? All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will be right back.
Be right back.
Hey, it's Mike too. Want to be part of the show? Go to patreon.com/thecigarhustlerspodcast. We have tiers starting at just $5 a month. For $10 a month, you get a special show swag, and then you're eligible for the weekly secret show. Secret shows cover in-depth cigar reviews, behind-the-scenes information, and sometimes we just talk shit about people. Choose which tier works best with your budget and become an official show hustler. Thanks for the support. Okay, we're back. Second half of episode 131.
And it's an amazing 131st episode.
Yes, it's very good.
Really, it's very epic.
Juarez Chihuahua coming from Crown Heads, Michael. Crown Heads has announced the first regular production brand extension to their popular Juarez cigar line. The 5.5x48 Parejo will be called Chihuahua.
Yes.
Not as a reference to the small dog breed, but rather the fact that the Juarez is one of the 67 municipalities of the state of Chihuahua in northern Mexico.
Nothing to do with the dog.
So no taco.
Well, I feel like, you know, we should just force the link because that's what everybody does anyways.
They should.
It's the dog.
The Juarez Chihuahua, the city, not the dog, follows up the limited edition Shots at XX, Shots 1010, was a 4x50 Petite Robusto released last February, which only 25,000 total cigars were produced. Did we get that here?
The Chihuahua?
No. The Shots XX.
Yes.
We did. Okay, good. I've loved the Juarez blend since day one, but I felt that there was void In the
I loved it.
52 Ring Gauge Lane, commented Crown Heads co-owner, founder, John Huber. The range before Chihuahua was 52 to 56 Ring Gauge, but now there will be a Vitola for the smaller Ring Gauge smokers, such as myself. I've been a fan of the Super Corona Vitola since the Cuban released it as an Edición Limitada under the Bolivar Marca in 2014.
Yeah.
It became a true flavor bomb in the Juarez blend. Juarez cigars are produced in Tabla Calera Pichardo in Esteli, Nicaragua.
Yes.
Did I say that right this time?
No.
God damn it. I practice under the supervision of master blender Don Irado Pichardo.
Yes,
Pichardo. Juarez Chihuahua will have a suggested retail price of $6.45 per cigar.
Captain
and we'll begin
Picard
shipping late July. Are we getting
Star
the
Trek.
Chihuahua?
Yes, we are. Oh. So let me tell you, you know, what's really kind of funny is...
Yes, what's funny?
So let's say, you know, you have hundreds of new cigars that usually come out every year.
Right.
And FDA has obviously done a good job of trying to slow that down.
Right.
But still, new cigars are coming out, right? Of that, the real question is, you have two things that kind of break down. Hopefully, at least when they come out, there's some people, some desire to get that cigar.
Yes.
Right? So that you can sell it. And
that's what we're all trying to do.
People are excited about buying that cigar.
The Chihuahua.
Now, every once in a while,
yes,
you get a new brand that comes out, and it sustains past that initial pop.
Oh, is that the Juarez?
And that's definitely the Juarez for last year, or this year, or whatever the fuck. Who knows?
Whenever it came out. It came out in the last
year. For recently. Because
when Wes was here, we didn't event for the release, I believe.
I mean, I could tell you that I consistently order the Juarez.
Yes.
It's got a great flavor profile and an excellent price point.
Excellent price point, yes.
So
that's why I like it, for the price point.
Like, they did a good job on that cigar.
So why not expand the line?
Yeah, I mean,
it makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me.
It's $6.45.
Shit.
Keep moving.
That's a good deal. I tried that out.
You try that? You have one, though?
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. I buy that. Yes.
I haven't had the Chihuahua yet, but
it's a new cigar. We don't get them in advance anymore.
You know, I will tell you this. Wes has done a great job of sending us stuff for us to try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to. I mean, on this, he knows that we're going to buy it.
You're going to buy it.
I already did.
I already bought it.
It's already committed.
Michael's
so it's coming.
Committed.
The Chihuahua.
You'll be able to get the Chihuahua here.
The shitty part is that everything's messed up because of this fucking Corona thing. So, like, I mean, Room 101's been a mess for us. We have no inventory.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And now Honduras is closed. So it's just going to continue to be
worse.
Is
that where Room 101 comes from?
Yeah.
Is it a Honduran cigar?
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that.
So, you know,
that would explain the flavor. I had one yesterday.
So that sucks. So, you know, it sucks for a brand owner and a manufacturer. For two reasons. One, obviously, they're not selling anything if they
have to
close.
Can't make money if you can't sell anything.
And the second thing is, when you're a retailer and you look at this empty space.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's for
can't,
one. It
can't
just,
sell empty real
like,
estate.
Like, you have to, like, it almost, it'll get consumed by something else.
Right.
And then you say, I'll put it back
it
later.
If somebody else has something, you'll just.
And the shitty part is that, like, those brands got to come back in and now fight back for that shelf space.
Right.
And it wasn't their fault. It wasn't like the product wasn't doing well.
Right. It wasn't like LFD that always has production problems.
Right. It's government intervention, which is sad.
It's Honduran government intervention.
Yeah. Well, it's all connected, Mike.
Damn them.
It's all connected.
It's the Illuminati.
It's the Inner Sanctum Cigar Illuminati.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, last week we discussed the PCA was furloughing the entire staff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was getting laid off as per se.
Yeah.
So that was supposed to happen on the 15th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good news, Michael.
We're not.
Over the past few
weeks. We're not doing it?
The PCA Board and Executive Committee has been considering the current state of the industry and the association. As we have had to make difficult decisions with the furlough, we have examined and assessed the many priorities the organization has operationally, as well as the many advocacy efforts the PCA engages in on behalf of the industry.
So what does that mean?
As we have reviewed and identified the critical priorities for the organization and the industry and the amount of work involved, we know it's critical that our legislative fight keeps going, Michael. Not only are we seeing increased taxes, smoking bans, characterized flavor bans, we have significant momentum in our fight for federal regulation relief. In addition, we need to ensure continuity in our headquarters and to keep the planning and production of 2021 trade show on schedule, as well as handle our day-to-day operations for members, inquiries, and communications. Those are all the things they have considered.
So does that
mean?
So
then they made the decision that the PCA board decided to bring executive director Scott Pierce and head of government affairs Joshua Habersky back off furlough. So they were only furloughed for 2 days.
So just the two guys then?
Yeah, just the two bosses.
Oh, good.
Who's getting the coffee? Who's typing the letters?
Are they taking a pay cut?
Oh, no. I think they got a bonus. No, I don't know. No. That's the guy at Macy's. Did you hear of that, Macy's?
No.
Macy's is laying off thousands of people, and the CEO and the board all got raises.
Good job.
Yes. Back off furlough to manage and oversee the work in specific priority areas. All federal and state advocacy questions should be directed to Joshua Habersky, and all other inquiries should go to Scott Pierce. So it's just the two of them now.
That doesn't sound good.
We want to stress that the furlough is temporary, especially for these two guys. It was only a couple of days.
Yeah.
And we will reach out to and work with our membership and our manufacturing partners to bring staff back to full operation capacity as soon as we possibly can.
Like they don't have any money? How do they not have money? They had lots of money. Where'd the money go?
The money went well, they didn't have the trade show. They talked about this. But they took the money. How about that cigar? That's one of the questions.
I know. You really should listen to that.
Yes,
if you're curious about
it. A lot of information on that show.
Yeah.
But that show was before.
Where's the money, Michael?
I think that was before they announced these two guys were coming back. So that's what Skip was going. Where did all the money go?
So I feel like
yes.
Maybe Scott was listening to How About That Cigar.
Oh, you think
so? Got to bring me back or something. We got to do something.
Somebody's going to answer the phone.
Because at this point, these people are very intelligent in the industry, and they're teeing off on us as a whole.
You know what? Phone might ring a lot. You should bring back Joshua too, maybe.
Joshua?
Joshua Habersky.
Yeah?
He's the other guy they brought back.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Good. Yeah.
We'll share an office if we have to.
But we'll be 6 feet apart.
And wear masks.
Yeah. We'll put up a plastic shield that will protect us from each other, and it only costs us $45,000.
Thank God for plexiglass. It's saving us all right now.
$45,000.
Plexiglass is everywhere.
Yeah. We got plexiglass in bulk. That was the stock you should have bought.
Plexiglass, exactly.
Who
3M
who
is makes raking it. 3M.
Who makes
they're
the plastic?
They're raking it in right now. They make masks, too. So
it's not just, like you can return it when you're done.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? It's got Corona all over it.
Yeah.
So
it's an infestation.
A lot of places have decided they're just going to leave it up. Some of them.
Yeah.
Where were we at? We were at Tijuana. We went to Tijuana Flats.
Okay.
And
where you could drink.
I don't know if you can drink there or
you
not.
You totally drink.
But I don't know if you've been there. They have, you know, the big counter, the square counter where you went.
Yeah.
Okay. The plexiglass starts, if you're standing there, it starts here and
right.
goes up.
Okay.
And it must be, and it goes all the way to the ceiling. So the girl can't hear you when you talk to
her. Huh?
Especially if you have your mask on.
I want a taco.
So you have to lean down.
And then breathe into them.
Right. And breathe on them. I'd like 3 tacos and the burrito.
That makes total sense to me.
And then you still got to pull your mask down. The poor thing can't hear you.
That's why, they're trying to encourage you to just order online and have and pick it up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because that's when you walk in. Young lady with mask and gloves, did you order online? Oh, no, then you need to go over there.
You need to go into, yell through into the savage lane over here with the Neanderthals who don't have internet.
That's right.
Or an iPhone.
All right, Michael. HVC hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
Are selling like hotcakes.
Are they selling like hotcakes?
Yes. They're shipping this month, inspired by the popular idiom selling like hotcakes. HVC's new hotcake brand is intended to be a sibling cigar to the 2016 Pen Caliente.
Which also means hotcakes.
I thought hot bread.
It translates the same.
Oh. A cigar of the same name in Spanish, but with a more full-bodied blend.
There you go. It says it right there.
There you go. Made at the Agronosa Leaf factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, hotcakes is rolled.
So the hotcakes isn't as aggressive as the...
Yes, hotcakes is rolled with a Mexican San Andreas Maduro wrapper, Nicaraguan Corojo 99.
So why didn't they just call them like
from Jalapa
warm cakes?
Because it's still hot.
If they're not as full.
Pan caliente.
What about like cupcakes?
That's next year.
The cupcakes.
The cupcakes. And then after that, the birthday cake.
But you gotta mix it up.
Tasty cakes.
You gotta jump Spanish to English. That's
back and forth. Ah. Let's see. The binder and the fillers were all grown on farms owned by Agronosa. Hot cakes will be available in 3 vitolas, the maple, the vanilla, no, the Corona Gorda. Laguito. What is a Laguito?
Oh, good. Spanish with English. Perfect.
4.5 by 52, and the Laguito number 5 and 6 by 54.9. The cigars are expected to begin shipping to retailers July 22nd in 25 count boxes.
Yay! Now, first
are
of
we
all,
getting, are okay. we getting that one?
Yeah, I'll order them. Of course I'll order them. Because HVC makes good cigars.
They do make good
cigars. He just has horrible names. Who the fuck? Hotcakes? I mean, that's Lorenzo. I love you. I love you.
Maybe that was Terrence's idea.
You're an amazing person. You make great cigars.
They're hanging out all together.
He's a great guy. I remember who okayed this name?
I remember the first time he came in here.
Yeah.
With Pete.
Yeah.
And there was some backroom dealing or something for you guys to take on his thing because nobody knew him at the time.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and now he doesn't even hang out with Pete. Now he's hanging out with Terrence.
Now he's out with Terrence. Now he's a big deal.
Now he's at Terrence's house all the time. They're going out with their
He makes great cigars, man.
They are. They're very good cigars.
And what factory is that from, Mike?
That's from Arganosa.
That's right.
I sent that three times.
I know. Oh. You're amazing.
Thank you. All about the work, Michael.
It's all about the hotcakes.
All about the hotcakes. Because
they're going to sell like hotcakes.
They're going to sell like hotcakes. You know what? These are really good, Lorenzo. They're going to sell like hotcakes. Oh, what a great name, hotcakes.
He's got to, you know, he's got to hire somebody for marketing or something. I don't know. Because he's making great cigars.
Maybe he hired an American guy that doesn't know the Pan Caliente. It's also hotcakes.
You know what?
You know what? Should follow Pan Caliente? Hotcake.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Just a little. No. It's a little different.
A little different. Different rapper. You'll be fine. Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's.
Now that we just spent 10 minutes teeing off on my friend.
Oh, he's a very nice man. I like him.
Great cigar.
He's my friend. He always says horrible hello. Horrible name. Gives me a hug.
Horrible name. Hotcakes.
Let's see. 33. Okay, now we're into pandemic news. 33 okay. Central Florida high school football players, 5 coaches, are all quarantined after 2 players test positive COVID-19. In Lake County, more than 24 members of 1 Central Florida high school football team and 5 of their coaches are under quarantine after 2 players tested positive for COVID-19. The players and coaches are all involved with the Tavares High School football team in Lake County. Bryce said sources told him the players and coaches were exposed during practice after the team had to take cover due to weather.
So they all got they together. All,
everybody into the locker room.
No,
nobody, shit, Bobby and Billy are sick.
Nobody put on a mask?
No, they have helmets.
Oh, that works.
They said once they were inside the field house, there was no way to socially distance. Everybody in the field house.
Carry a mask. Just carry a mask.
Spokesman said the team learned days later about the 2 players testing positive. As a result, the field house was cleaned and sanitized. First time the place has been cleaned in years. The district said the team was following the safety
regarding
the
But it still smells funny. The locker room still smells weird.
Officials said the team won't be able to resume practice until next week at the earliest. District is set to start school next month, and as of now, the first contact football practices are set to start on August 1st.
It's going
to
be such a shit show when school's open.
Preseason competition started on August 12th, 15th, with the first regular season game on August 20th. But officials with High School Athletic Association are set to meet Monday. It's just going to be flag football. That way nobody touches.
But you touch the flag.
Yeah, but they're sanitized before every game.
Well, they have to be sanitized after they're contacted.
Well, you take the flag, you keep it.
Oh, it's yours now.
Yes, the team at the end with the most flags, wins. Yes.
I feel like they should do like a air, 2-hand, 6-foot distance touch.
Just get close.
Like if you're in a 6-foot air and you go like this.
The ref blows whistle.
He's down. He's down.
He throws a green flag.
You can't throw the football. You have to throw a pretend football.
You can't throw it because the quarterback could have been sick.
Yeah, so he's got to take the snap.
All right, let's work this out. How are all these sports going to work?
He's got to drop back 3 feet and then air throw it.
Okay, baseball, they just wear rubber gloves. Solves that problem.
Solves the problem.
Solves the problem.
What if they sneeze and they went 2?
Well, they wear that side helmet for batting when they bat. So now there's going to be an extra piece that comes around.
Oh, perfect.
There you wear that all through the game.
Why don't we make everybody wear the clear visors? I like those.
I like those too. Yeah. Can we get those here? Can we wear those?
Sure, we'll order a bunch of them.
Oh, that's nice.
I think those are
amazing.
Get
the ones that fit on the hats.
Those are amazing.
I'm gonna order me one. Oh, you know what? You could make those.
We could whip them up right now.
Those clear sleeves. You can make them out of those in a headband like women wear.
Perfect.
You slide it over it and you doop on your forehead.
I love it. I love where your welder's. I love where your head's at.
Welder's mask.
Is anybody else tired of this shit? 2020, what a shit show, man.
Speaking of shit show, Michael, this just happened today. Hot off the presses.
Oh, God.
Bahamas has banned U.S. tourists from coming into the country due to the coronavirus.
You're out of here.
The Bahamas is closing its borders to travelers from the United States due to concerns over the coronavirus. International commercial flights and commercial vessels carrying passengers will not be permitted to enter our borders except for the commercial flights from Canada and the United Kingdom and the European Union, a statement from the Bahamas tourist website says.
Can't the United States sue them for that?
Where? International Court of Appeals or something? Oh, The Hague.
Take we can go to war Hague. Against Bahamas. We can wrap that shit up real quick.
That won't take long.
Oh,
enough.
Really, Bahamas?
You know, we can't get there?
We're not allowed
We're
in?
We're just going to take it.
We have the guns.
The travel ban goes into effect on Wednesday. Oh, so you can still get there for 2 days.
Oh, let's go.
Tourists from Canada, the United Kingdom, and the European Union must provide proof of a negative COVID test within 10 days of the arrival in the Bahamas.
Mm.
Oh, my father has a procedure he has to go to the hospital and have. It's an overnight thing. Nothing serious.
Right.
Somebody gets checked for once a year. But he has to get the COVID test. Last week, it was a week before he goes in.
Right.
So mom took him and he got the test. And then they're quarantined because you can't be exposed to somebody who might have it. So
right.
3 days into the quarantine, she gets a call and they push his test back. So then they have to do another test. So it was going to be tomorrow.
Right.
But then it's been pushed back again. So now the test is on Thursday.
So all this makes total sense to me.
Yes. So now...
Why don't they just make him stay home for 14? Have you been home for 14 days? Yeah. Have you been in contact with anybody?
Right.
No, I haven't. Okay, cool. Just come on in. Like, what's the purpose of the test if you don't get the results back?
Well, now it's 5 days, but they'll get the test back. Mom goes, are they going to call me with the results? I go, well, if you have it, odds are dad does not have it because they haven't been anywhere.
Right.
They won't let you into the hospital. So if they let you go to the hospital, just assume nobody has it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. They don't know what they're doing either.
No. And he had to do the thing in the nose that tickled the back of your skull thing. I guess that's the fastest one or something. I don't know. But now I have to take them Thursday
because
they can't find the place by themselves, the poor people. So I'm taking them Thursday, and I have to wear
Will
my—
Will you be tested?
No, just
I feel
dad.
Like you should be tested.
No, I don't want that thing
I'm not comfortable with you not being tested and taking these people.
I'm going to wear a mask the entire time. I was over there today, I wore a mask. You're like, what are you doing? I go, I don't want to take the chance of you guys getting it from me. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm not going to be here long. Everybody's good. You need anything fixed? Anything broke?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go back outside.
See, I'm fortunate enough where I don't have any— elderly loved ones around me.
Got you. Yes.
I mean, my mom's in South Florida, so I don't have to bring her anything. She's on her own.
Gotcha.
And
Between me and Connor, and I have a nephew that doesn't live far away either, the three of us make sure that when the TV stops working or the printer's out of ink.
Or if they need their hotcakes.
Or they need hotcakes. Right.
You can deliver the hotcakes. Or the pan calientes.
You're right. Or if somebody needs to sit with dad and mom get her nails done.
I didn't want the hotcakes. I wanted the pan calientes.
The pan caliente. You know what? Same thing.
Perfect.
All right, Mike, here's a little tip for you.
Tell me.
If you close the lid before you flush, you may lessen the spreading of coronavirus.
Of course. That's obvious.
But if you forget, don't panic. Don't panic, though.
Yeah.
Closing the toilet lid when you flush could prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That's okay. According to researchers in China. All the good researchers in China. They have all sorts of free time.
This is germs in general. That makes sense.
We used a computer simulation to show how a flushing toilet can create a cloud of virus-containing aerosol droplets. Allow the spread of the virus to spread indoors. Although the research didn't conduct an in-person experiment using real coronavirus particles.
It's all theoretical.
They said the simulation offers new evidence that it's probably smart to close the toilet seat before you flush.
It's kind of been that way for a long time.
Yes, but it's, you know, guys.
What about public bathrooms? They have no lids. Now what?
You flush with your foot and jump back.
And run.
I gotta go. Let's see. COVID-19 is largely respiratory.
What if you're wearing a mask and somebody else flushes their toilet at the additional stall? Is the stall, or is it every other stall in the public bathroom? I mean, I have so many questions.
If you go to the urinal, men have been doing social distancing at the urinals for years, unless you're at a sporting event. It's always every
other.
Then
it's the trough and all bets are off.
Right. Then you just... You turn and, you know, and the next
thing
you know,
you've
peed all
over your neighbor. Such a shit show out there. It just gets worse.
They find new things how you can get it or where you shouldn't go.
And they just don't know.
No, they don't know. The news changes.
You figured that people would get tired of doing the dumb research shit. Like, hey, look, man, we don't know.
See, that's just it.
Just wear a mask.
If I do research today, your research is to prove my research wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it works. That way I'm right, you're wrong.
Let me counter your theory.
That's right. So you should go in there and flush every time with the lid up. I'll make sure it's down and we'll see what happens.
No, I'm just going to wake up and shit on the floor.
That might be the safest thing anymore.
Let's cake it down.
Just go in your pants. All right, we have a show update.
The underwear is a mask for my butt.
Because we're at 49 minutes. We've got to wrap this up.
Oh, you're getting. Oh, ooh.
On Apple Podcast.
So much time.
We have cracked top 12 again.
Oh, we're back.
We're at number 12.
Yes.
On Podbean, we had a milestone today.
Yes, we did.
Yes. 10,000 downloads.
1.21
And still gigawatts. The number one cigar show. On Spotify, we're number 14.
Because the cigar information on the show is just unrivaled, let's be honest.
It is. Everybody comes here for all their information.
Yeah.
And especially on what to do with the toilets and the sex and, you know, how to have sex with your mask on.
Yes.
Where else would you go?
And, I mean, I haven't seen a resurgence of the virus being in the balls. I guess that's just confirmed and we're moving on.
Oh, yes. Well, now you have to wear the mask.
So. For the balls?
You know, they were talking about on the radio the other day something about sex and the virus or something.
Yes, and you're not supposed to have sex.
There was no reference to it lingering in the balls or anything. And
nobody even said that.
No, I felt like calling in going, do people not listen to my show?
We have the facts.
I have the information.
Allegedly.
All right, we're number 14 on Spotify.
Boom.
And on iHeart, which is our newest provider, we are number 69.
It's a good number.
We're still in the top 100.
It's a good number.
Still in the top 100. And then we have a listener of the week.
Yes.
I have to get the gong ready.
Here it comes.
Gong ready. Mr. Andrew McCreary.
Hey.
Listener of the week. Every week he tags us on Instagram while he's listening to the show with his Roma Craft cigar.
Yes.
So thank you, Mr. McCreary.
I like Andrew.
Yes. Very nice.
I like this
Andrew. That's it. Anything else you got, Michael? What are we doing on the Patreon this week, Michael, since you're in charge of the Patreons now?
We're going to review.
Oh, did you get any did you get any feedback from last week's review on the Patreon?
No.
Nothing.
I will talk to you about that on the Patreon.
Oh, excellent.
I will talk to you about how all this broke down on the Patreon.
Excellent. All right, guys. We appreciate everything. This has been episode 131.
And then we're going to smoke the new 500, the HVC.
Oh, the new 500.
Because...
It's my favorite part of the
week. Spoiler alert.
Favorite part of the week, the new cigar week.
Yeah.
Remember when you wash your hands, you do our old theme song twice.
Wash your hands.
He is Mike, and I'm Mike too. And this is Cigar Hustler Podcast. Then you wash your hands. That's what you do.
My kids sing that song still.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, while they're washing their hands?
And I like that they delegate you time and time again for the 22 push-ups.
My little buddy Justice.
Mr. Palmer should do it. Like, he's already doing it.
Oh, he should do more.
You know, I will say this that's kind of messed up about our 22 push-ups.
Yes.
Before we go.
Oh, okay. How did you get more? I don't mean to interrupt, but you're like 2 days ahead of me now. How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you know how to count.
Did I mess up on my counting?
I think I saw, like, your days got jarred.
Well, the verbiage, the posting and the audio, sometimes I forget to update the number.
But, yeah.
But still, I'm on 19 and you're...
Well, that's good because 20? today is my last day.
So today's 22 for you.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how you
So it's going to be a special day.
Oh.
It's going to be an epic
See, I thought on 22 we could do it together.
Oh, no.
But no, you're too many days ahead of me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So my push-ups today are going to be good.
Oh.
Really good. I mean, I've done them. Like, there have been days where I'm like, man, I don't want to do them, so I'll just go and knock them out, but I still do them.
Oh.
But let me digress.
Oh. I want to somehow keep doing it because I've enjoyed.
You should still, honestly, you should knock out 30 push-ups every day.
Oh, I just upped my number.
What?
I just upped my number.
Yeah, just up your number.
I've seen
30.
All sorts of variations. They're too hard. I've tried to do them.
Have you?
Like, there's one where they stretch cups out, and then you go down, and when you go up, you move a cup. Up, move a cup.
That's
so
impressive.
It goes down to one, and then the next 11, you go back out.
I was going to do shoulder push-ups. I was going to stand. I was going to put my legs up against the wall.
Oh, see, I thought about that. I might be able to do.
No way.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. Because you can't do it?
I didn't try.
Girth.
I didn't try.
Because on the hood of my car, I mean, I was like that up on the hood of the car.
Dude, 22 completely vertical. It's tough. I know. That's why I didn't bother messing with it.
Oh, there's another one where you go down, you come up, you get on one hand, and you reach over and touch his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And you go down.
You could do that.
The balance. I don't have the balance.
Oh, just do it quick.
I fall on, bust my face.
So, spread your legs a little bit.
Oh, that's, there you go.
Yeah.
Like a tripod.
Yeah. So here's what's kind of messed up with the 22 push-ups.
Yes.
So, I nominated you.
Right.
I have committed to this process.
Yes.
I have done my 22. I'm about to finish.
Yes. Right?
I am one away from completing my 22 days of 22 push-ups.
Nice.
Thank you. Now, Scott Weeks from Recluse Cigars.
Yes.
He nominated me.
Right. Oh, he has not done
I haven't seen any push-ups lately. Like, he just kind of called it out and just done.
Is Groover still doing them every single day?
He is, but he also went on a vacation hiatus. I'm like, I was on vacation. I still did my push-ups.
Right. Terrence is doing his.
Terrence is better than both of them.
Yes. Jason's doing his.
Yeah, you picked some better guys than I did.
I don't know. I really thought Hunt would do his. He hasn't done a one.
It's amazing.
And I even asked him.
Right.
Very upset. I've been teeing off on him on Facebook all over. I think he's getting mad. I had to stop.
I mean.
Because he took it as an attack on his cigar brand. Like, no, cigars are great. You personally don't like the brands.
I mean, you can be an aggressive troll on Facebook. From personal experiences.
A little bit. Yeah, just a little.
I'm fine with it.
That's why I'm getting in fights with people every day.
You control me all you want. It's fine. Right. I find it funny. So
okay, good.
Keep doing that.
Good.
But, yeah, so I just don't think that it's right that if you're going to nominate people, you should at least finish the thing yourself.
Right. Oh, yeah, because he started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up.
And some people that I've tagged haven't done that other than Matt. I mean, he's not the only one. There's been several that haven't done it at all.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm going to nominate somebody special today.
They don't like men. You know, you need to get with Drew because you guys are nominating the same person on the same day.
Are we?
Yes. You both did Garrett yesterday.
Oh, he did Garrett?
He did Garrett, too, but after you.
Oh.
There's been one or two other days, and we all did Evan, who is now doing his.
Yes.
So, that's good.
Well, we heckled the shit out of him until he decided to.
He had to.
So.
And Yolanda, she did hers today.
She did.
She did a good job. Impressive. She did all 22. Very impressive.
Impressive.
Yes. She even apologized for the form. I go, you know what, girl? You did.
Hey, you showed up.
Doesn't matter.
And that's all that matters.
That's right.
The veterans, thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Little Jacob's doing his.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen his.
Yeah. He tags me in it every week, every day. And he even forgot yesterday, so he said he got up out of bed and did them late last night.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap this up. We got another show. All right, guys. Thank you. Bye. The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.
This has been a Cigar Hustlers podcast, a Mike and Mike production. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. for all new episodes.
Hi, I'm doing. I'm Justo y Roa.
Yeah, we just don't have to do a single podcast ever again.
Perfect.
Ever.
I'm good, Mike and Mike. How are you guys doing?
The Hojo de...
Hojo! It's the Hojo!
The moderator.
You didn't even let him fuck it up all the way. I can't get past Hojo!
Go on. I don't even have to try to hit
He's
the
not even
going to
try.
We're gonna cover a lot of ground here, Mike.
All right.
Try to keep up.
That's a sign of a good podcaster.
Maybe like four cigars when I walked in a door.
All right, end this.
Mike squared.